Hey, this is Paul Evans from paulbevans.com. Today we're talking about your voice. Actually, I found it. I know you were looking for it. I talked to bloggers and speakers, authors, coaches, communicators. It doesn't matter really who the individual is or what they do. So many have said, I'm really just looking for my voice because somebody told them that they needed a voice and that it needed to be distinct. Well, the voice on NBC, the actual show, features blind auditions. This supposedly is way better than sight auditions, where a person's attractiveness or lack thereof could cause their vocals to take on a different quality to the listener. It's crazy how our eyes can override our ears. So coaches on sight programs like American Idol have been heard to say things like, was he singing? As they like wipe their mouth with a napkin after a good-looking contestant gave it all that they had. But back to the voice. Blake, Usher, Adam, Shakira, they don't get to use their eyes in round one, so their choices are supposedly pure. And once they turn around, you immediately find out what they think of the rest of the package. When looks enter the picture, questionable calls can happen at any moment. Just because somebody can sing good, and yes, that is Southern for sing good doesn't actually mean they'll get to advance. And there's two primary reasons that good singers go home, even good-looking singers. Number one, they sound like the person who recorded the song. They performed for the coaches in All America a hit. Yep, some of these singers have the audacity to reproduce the exact style, the tone of the person selling 1.3 gajillion downloads of the single. Can you believe it? They want to sound like someone who has enough money to buy a country and then fill said country with their own fan base. That's crazy, right? To actually want to emulate, to sound like, to identify with someone along those lines. For example, contestant sings Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith. It sounds just like Steven Tyler. And on top of that, Dude actually looks like a lady. You would think that'd be like the double whammy that he is going to get selected for sure. But nope. Blake will say something like, I don't know. You really look like a lady and all, which I find attractive, so does Adam, but I couldn't hear you. I just heard Steven Tyler. Maybe if you'd had a scarf draped around you, it would have been better for me, but, you know, what do I know? I've only won The Voice 3 times and have a bunch of Grammys that are right here under my butt right now in case I need to fight for one of you guys. So that's the first reason why we tend to go home. Even if we sing really, really good. The second reason is that some of these contestants don't sound like anybody, and this is kind of unfair. One contestant gets reamed for sounding identical to the original artist, and the next is told they don't stand out. They don't sound unique. Moments later, they stand in front of the camera, they're fighting tears, they're exclaiming what an honor it was just to be on the show, but deep down, they always remember those words, right? You're trying to sound too much like the famous singer who's mega rich, or you don't sound distinct. What's your name again? You know what? I think those two reasons are the same reasons we use to go home and stay home instead of releasing our voice. On one hand, we clone people. We read an author and we feel like we can write that way. We hear a speaker and we want to talk that way. It's natural. On the other hand, we don't feel like we have anything special to say. We feel nondescript and monotone. So listen up. I'm going to help you find your voice. That's right. I'm not lying. I'm going to do it. Well, why would I give you such a gift? Because I'm super nice. Just ask the 3 friends that I'll provide that you can directly contact, and you'll find out that it's true. Another reason I want you to find your voice is because you and your world will be better when you do. You'll stop whining about not being a snowflake, and you'll be happy since snowflakes melt in the heat and don't last long in general. You'll survive every season as you. So here's my gift, 5.5.5 voice finding maxims. For those of you who don't know what a maxim is, it basically means it's a fundamental principle. I actually had the word principle in there, but I use my handy thesaurus to sound smarter than I really am. So maximum number one, I said maximum instead, that may be even better. Your voice isn't lost, you're ignoring it. And you can stop reading or listening right after this point if you want to. This is really all there is to it. You've used your voice every single day since that first mama. Every single day. You've mastered your voice. You know what you think's funny, what you react to, what you love, what you hate, what you find interesting, what you find boring, what you love to talk about, and what you wish would never be mentioned again. You watch a movie and you like it, and you immediately text your friends or gasp, you post it on Facebook for the world. You're not scared of sharing. You only use your voice when you think you're sharing something important. Then you shift your voice and you try to sound professional. Yuck. Stop it. Write, sing, speak, just like you do with your friends, just like you do every single day. And that's your voice, period. At least that's your voice right now. If you don't like it, then you can proceed to the other points. But I'd like to take a quick time out and remind you that I said I would help you find your voice, and we just did. I delivered my promise. Maxim number 2, forget the judges. Those blasted judges. Our fates in their hands, curses. If only we can impress them enough to turn their chairs around. Oh, wait. There really aren't any judges. No one waits by their computer to rate your next blog post or Instagram shot. And if they do, they're deranged. You need to take some tablets and you need to block them. I can't express fully the joy of blocking someone who just waits to trash other folks. It actually feels good. You might think that everyone stands there with a rejection stamp in hand. Boring post, slam, rejection. Boring speaker, wham, rejection. Lean in here. Now, a little bit closer. Here's the secret. There are no judges. Not until you become a New York Times bestseller. Then everyone who's never written a book thinks they have the right to boot you. Until then, quit inventing imaginary magistrates. Maxim number 3, practice in the shower. Why the shower? Because you're alone and hopefully the water is drowning out the bad notes and the echo is glorifying the good notes. However, if you have kids, there's no alone space. Ever. Not even in the shower. How in the world did they learn how to pick those locks at age 2? It's downright spooky. Anyway, the shower lets you let go. The shower can be literal if you're singing, or it can just be an analogy if you're doing something else. Here's an example of a shower if you're a blogger. Get a disposable website. Buy a domain. Set up WordPress. Blog. No one ever has to see it. Ever. But Google will find me somehow, and then the world will be reading my stupid. Nope. It doesn't work like that. That little undisclosed blog will give you the greatest creative gift you could ever wish upon a star to receive, which is permission. Permission to write what you want to write, the way you want to write. Permission to say what you want to say, the way you want to say it. You know you've always wanted to. Your whole life you've wanted to be a free bird. That's why that's the most requested song ever, even at a Miley Cyrus concert. If you're a little slow, the point is this. You need a place where you get to practice without critique. Maxim 4, practice in the shower. Practice in the shower. Are you ready to be blown away? Really ready? Those coaches on The Voice, they can really sing. They can carry it. They can bring it. If you're from the 90s, they're the bomb. If you're from the 80s, they are for real. If you're from the 70s, it doesn't really matter. The dope erased that decade. Those judges, they can sing. The insane part, they practice. But not just practice. They practice. They work on their craft. Breathing exercises, riffs, rolls, lip beaters with trills, and not a single one of them can look cool while doing any of those drills. It's impossible because all singing drills look and sound silly. One of the exercises, my one day vocal coach, and by one day, I don't mean in the future, I mean I had a vocal coach for one day. He had me doing something that sounded like a mix of Ray Romano and Yogi Bear. I fired him, went out in search of my manhood. The pros, they don't care. They hit it hard with the silly so they can sing. It's not just talent on the loose. It's trained, honed, bleeding vocal cord talent. Are you willing to put in the hard work to make your voice great? Answer the question. Are you willing to put in the hard work to make your voice great? Did you answer yes? I'm not surprised everybody answers yes. Everybody says they will. And not to hurt your feelings, but that's a little fib we all like to tell ourselves. The truth is, we'd already be working our tails off if the answer were true, if it was a true yes. So, to get a great voice, it's going to take more than you've ever given in your life. Some days, you'll radiate glory, and the next, you'll be crumpled on the curb with your head leaned out into the street and daring the oncoming traffic. too graphic? Not if you said yes. You've got to be willing to face it all. Finding your voice is a cinch. Honing your voice requires blood, sweat, and tears, sometimes all three at once. Maxim 5, sing. Stop studying the masters. Stop buying all the stuff that you hope will automatically transform you. Write, sing, speak, paint, build, ride, climb. Whatever your voice does, do it. Action. Move. Do that thing you're called to do the way that you do it. Maxim 5.5, listen back. We live in advanced times. You can get a microscopic wireless earbud for your listening pleasure if you want. But you go to the studio, and the pros have on those earphones the size of the Empire State Building. King Kong could wear those suckers listening to Run DMC while he's scaling the building with that woman in his hand. In today's advanced age of technology, why in the world are artists wearing phonographs? They don't want to hear anything but the voice, the music, the song. See, we love distraction, squirrel. Twitter and Facebook stream, YouTube screams. There's a constant invitation to distraction. Result, we don't hear too well. We don't listen close to our own voice because there are so many other voices surrounding us, and they're loud. Baby at 2 a.m. loud. Put on your 1956 headphones, block out the crap, listen to you, evaluate, make adjustments, tweak, edit. That's when the changes will really come. Maxim 5.5.5, launch. You got to go public. You got to let others hear your voice. You got to be okay with the results as you continue to grow. Everything can't be great. Oh, I'm sure there's a book out there saying every moment of your life can change the world, but that's poppycock. It's not real. It can't happen. Heck, the same dude who wrote and rode Thriller and Billie Jean to number one also released Butterflies. Everything can't be a hit. Our voice is designed to be shared, not stifled. You've probably already mastered stifling, so cut it out. Let it go. Whew. I think that's just about enough. You're probably tired of hearing my voice by now. I know I am. Hey, as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed. And you're welcome. It helped you find your voice.